I'm a download coming at you live from Tallahassee. It's about 25 degrees Celsius outside. Sun's shining, not a cloud in the sky. Chase, how you doing, bro?
I'm doing great. I don't know your Canadian conversion. What is Celsius to Fahrenheit? We're in America. It's
I don't
25
know. I don't know
Celsius.
why I went straight to Celsius. I usually don't do that.
But nice.
I think it's like 78 degrees.
Yeah, almost nailed it. 77 degrees. So high 70s, sunny. It's probably about the same here, man. All right. So it's 80 degrees Fahrenheit here. So probably, I don't know, 29 degrees Celsius or something.
There you go.
Sweet. Well, dude, I'm pumped. Last week was a great episode. I'm excited we're back on track this week, and I'm stoked to do this.
Yeah, I'm stoked too. I'm stoked too. All right, you want to jump right in?
Let's do it.
Okay, so the first thing I wanted to talk about was like mid-tier rich guy stuff, and I wanted to get your thoughts on this. So these are basically just like little luxuries, right? Where it's like you don't have to be a gajillionaire to have this kind of stuff, but it's one of those things where it's like it just makes your life a little bit more convenient, and it's not that expensive, but you need to be making six figures to kind of do it. So the first thing I got, and I've been doing this for a while, is when I go to the movies, I like to be left alone. Whether I'm with somebody or if I'm just by myself, because I've done that. I went to see Top Gun Maverick last summer, like just by myself. And it was great, by the way. You should definitely watch it if you haven't already. All
Yeah,
right,
I
you probably.
haven't seen it, but our boy's in it.
Your boy.
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I don't think he watches this podcast or listens, so we're good, but I haven't seen it, so I need to.
Oh, so wait, so you haven't seen it because he doesn't listen to the podcast?
Yeah, exactly. Once he starts listening to the podcast, we'll check it out.
Yeah, for anybody who doesn't know, Chase is like best friends with Miles Teller.
Good family friends with Miles Teller.
Got it. So mid-tier rich guy thing number one is buying all the seats around you at a movie theater. So like my ticket, $13, whatever, because I'm an adult, I guess now. And then you just buy like a bunch of seniors tickets because they're like $8 or $6 or whatever around yourself. So I'll surround. So if I'm sitting in like the corner, which I like to be, I'll go like two next to me and then the two in front of me. And so like I'm just completely left alone. And it's like very convenient. It's great. Yeah, so I highly recommend that because it's like kind of like you're in your own little private theater.
Dude, that is hilarious. I've never thought of that nor heard of that. That's amazing.
Really? Yeah, no, that's like you got to do it. Here's another one. This is a little bit more expensive. And it is kind of a waste of money, but it's worth it. I've done this before too. So getting extra nights at the hotel before and after you show up so you can arrive and leave whenever you want. So like this happens sometimes where it's like, let's say you're flying in at like 11 a.m. on a Saturday and you're gonna get to your hotel by like 11:30 or noon.
Okay.
Check-in doesn't start until 3. What do? Doesn't matter because you got it for last night, right? And let's say you leave on Monday and your checkout time is 11. Or you're supposed to leave at 11, or you're supposed to leave on Monday, check out at 11, but you're super hungover and you feel like sleeping. What do you do? Do you just get up and face the day? No. Night. I've done like I remember last time I was like partying in Canada and there was like a place that was like an hour away. It's where like my EA lives and like a bunch of my other friends. And we were out all night, bro. And I woke up in some random bed at like 8 a.m. And so I went back to my hotel and before even going out to my room, I was just like, yo, give me another night because I'm not checking out in 3 hours. Like, I'm going to bed. And I slept in that hotel all day until like 5. And then I packed my bag and I left at 5 o'clock. And then the night overnight, it was just empty. But like, that was super convenient.
Dang, dude, this is super creative. Never thought about any of this stuff. Never done any of this stuff. Wow. Do you have another one? Those two are really good.
I mean, the third one is just like, I don't know. And I think, okay, so I don't have this written down, but I'm just thinking like, I don't know. When I go to restaurants now, I'm not wasting food, but like if there's like eight things on the menu that look really good and I want to try all of them, I'll just get all of them. Especially if I'm with somebody else. It's like, all right, let's just get the thing that we really want. And then if there's like five appetizers that we just want to try, let's just like get everything. You know what I mean? And like maybe you try it, it sucks, but you're not like sending it back and you're not like thinking like, oh, well, I don't want to buy it if I'm not gonna eat it. It's like, no, just like pack it up. You can either take it home or give it to a homeless guy or something like that. And I started doing that recently and it's great.
You're
It's
living,
one of those
dude.
things.
I love it. you're thriving and living and making the most of life. That's amazing.
Do you have any?
Not quite like that. All mine are pretty lame. Like, I mean, we were doing like the meal subscription, and then we were considering doing like a chef at the house. And I'm like, dude, I'd rather just do DoorDash every day. So we do DoorDash or Postmates or Uber Eats literally every day. Most of the time, multiple times. It's like, yeah, there you go. You got it too. It's like my wife and I switch off days waking up with our daughters, because the wake up calls are anywhere from 5:30 to 7:30. So we switch off mornings, and on mornings where, you know, she's gotten up with the kids, you know, I might roll out of bed at like 7:30 and just go on Postmates and order her and the girls breakfast or something. Right. So I wouldn't say that that's a crazy one, but you know, when I look at our bill, like we're ordering Postmates every single day, a minimum of once, oftentimes two or three times, like it definitely gets expensive. Like it could be a couple hundred dollars, you know, a day. So I'd say that. And then we do a lot of hosting. Like we have family or friends over all the time, and we're always kind of catering food and picking up food. And so I'd say a lot of like the money that I spend is never on myself. Like, dude, I think I buy stuff once a quarter from Built at a pretty deep discount because my buddy owns it. And that's like the extent of the money I spend on myself. But I'm like totally cool and down to spend money on my daughters, my wife, family, and friends. So I couldn't think of anything more creative than that. It's just like the go-to standard thing here.
Solid, dude. I'm on the same wave. I haven't gone grocery shopping since like July of 2021. Order food every single day, or I'll go get it if I feel like getting some steps in. But yeah, that, and also I think flying first would count as maybe you're not flying private. Like you don't need $1 billion to fly first. I think like if you're making over a quarter million a year, 350 maybe, like if you're flying six times a year, fly first, bro. It's like there's a big difference. There's a big difference, like in terms of like the space that you get, being able to board first. You always get overhead space. You just get treated better, bro. Like it's crazy how like it goes like 1, 2, 3, 4, and then it turns into like economy, and then row 8. It's like literally a foot distance. And the flight attendants just like don't give a shit about you after it becomes row 8. They just don't care anymore. But first class, like they take good solid care of you.
Yeah, I rarely fly. So I always fly economy, although that in my head is like the counter where it's like, dude, because I never fly, I should just buy the nice ticket. But I think I mentioned that on a recent pod, like on the last one, I went to Oregon and visit my grandparents about a month ago. And I didn't realize it, but I literally was the last seat in the last row of the plane. And my dad went up there and he's like, I'm sitting in economy plus. So he went up there without knowing. He like upgraded me or something. I was like, I don't know, $40. And he and I sat, I think it was like row 6 or 7. It was like the end of first class. And it was us. Dude, the extra leg room, just the space, having the overhead compartment, being able to get off the plane quickly. It was amazing. So on the way back, I'd never done it before, but I bought economy plus and it was like $40, and it was like the best $40 ever spent. So you don't even need to spend a lot of money. That was a close flight. It was like a 2-hour flight. You don't need to spend a lot of money, but I think these small hacks or these upgrades do make a pretty big difference. And I'm coming around to that. I'm so easygoing. I don't spend it myself. Or again, like if my wife wanted that, sure, I'd probably put her in first class and I'd probably sit in the back of the bus, right? The back of the plane type of a thing.
Yeah, man. No, it makes a huge difference. And all this stuff is just like not necessary. Like some people think it's wasteful. That's totally fine. I just think it's a really easy and relatively cheap way to add to your quality of life. And you only live once, man. You only 100%. Live once. Okay. Let's talk about the next one is D2CX. I mean, you can turn this into whatever you want. You can make it a plug. You can talk about a couple things you're excited about. You can talk about things that you're going to do different from last year. Because you did D2CX last year too, right?
Yeah, I've done it. I've done most of them. So yeah, this year speaking at this event, bless you, by the way, I think you sneezed. I'm speaking at this event, I think on the 11th, I actually don't even know the day, some point next week. So depending on when people listen to it, you got a couple of days to register or maybe you found it after. But I'm actually going to run back the talk that Jimmy and I did at Commerce Roundtable and just go through and find like all the questions that people asked about the topics we had. So it's almost going to be like more of like a Q&A with myself, where I'm just going to take all the questions that people had asked us and come up with answers for those. So I'm just going to do an email marketing talk with really popular common questions that people have around Q4, BFCM, where email's headed. So it will be good. It'll be great. I'm excited for it. I was supposed to speak with Jimmy at Grow Conference, which is like a big conference that's in like in 2 weeks. I end up backing out of that one. And I'm just like, I'm going to use the content that we're going to talk about for this one.
There you go. Yeah, man. This is going to be fun. Wait, this is virtual, right?
This one's virtual. The one that I was going to do with Jimmy was in person. It was just too tough to swing. It was like on a Tuesday or Wednesday morning in LA at like 9 a.m. So it was just too hard. I got a ton going on where it's easy for me to do virtual. So yeah, that's kind of that one. That one's pretty quick.
Yeah, man. You know what? Another mid-tier rich guy thing, helicopter flying. Get it. Let him like, okay. So all you gotta do is have him swing by the house, grab onto the rope ladder, right? And just let him fly away. Like, dude, you can James Bond it all the way to LA. I think you skip traffic. It's like, what, 25 minutes?
Oh my God. Dude, I'm not going to lie. I'm a little scared of helicopters now. With everything that you've seen and read and this happened, I'm a little bit scared of helicopters.
I think they don't publicize all the great things about helicopters. I've never taken a helicopter. Miami's not like a helicopter place. There's no, like, the city is, I don't know. They just don't have any helipads on roofs like they do in New York and stuff like that. But LA and New York, I'm pretty sure you can helicopter wherever the fuck you want. Miami, I think they're still developing that, but that would be sick. If they put like a helipad on the roof of my building, I would not drive anymore. Like, I would sell my truck.
Oh man. Well, hopefully they don't. Hopefully they don't put one on your roof, but you got enough cars.
I'm only down to two now. That's all right.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Okay. Last thing, real quick. Q4 goals. It's Q4, Chase. Do you know that?
Yeah, I just realized
that was Q4. Not only is it Q4, but it's spooky season, which means like it's the Q4 excitement and it's the Halloween. Like, bro, look at this.
It's amazing.
The woman that I'm gonna marry got me a little pumpkin, bro. Spooky season. So like, I'm out here excited as a child, and also as an adult, we're about to make a bunch of money. It's Q4. What are the goals? What are you trying to do?
Yeah, I got a couple random thoughts. Like, Halloween, when you were a kid growing up, was so fun. And then, like, in high school and college, it was fun, obviously, for other reasons. And then I felt like in your mid-20s, the excitement of Halloween kind of, like, died off. And now having kids, the excitement's back. Like, dude, we decorated our house, the inside, like, the outside. It's been insane. Every single night, we do, like, a walk to go look at all the houses in the neighborhood that have decorations. There's one house probably about half a mile, three quarters of a mile away, that has four skeletons that are all between 12 to 14 feet, and they have like the coolest house. So like, it's become this thing every night, you know, after dinner, my daughters, myself, and my wife, we just go walk around the neighborhood for like a half hour, 45 minutes, looking at everything. So I actually feel like that Halloween excitement that I felt like as a kid. So it's really cool, like having kids and reliving that. That was really random. But when you talked about like the pumpkin, you showed the pumpkin, I was like, I feel that. One other thing, I actually just booked Palm Springs Airbnb for like the week of Thanksgiving. That's like when my birthday is. I remember last year, we talked about this briefly. Last year, my birthday was on Halloween. On Thanksgiving. So Thanksgiving's that Thursday, and then it's Black Friday, and then it's Cyber Weekend, and then it's Cyber Monday. And I remember last week, I am tripping today. I was so excited that week in Palm Springs. I got to golf with my dad, my father-in-law, my brother-in-law, my cousin, my brothers. We golfed a ton. We had like, you know, 18 or 20 of us in two houses. We had so much fun playing games. And dude, that was like our first quarter of launching Copy NBA. And we were just firing left and right on the course. And I just remember that week just having the best time ever, like great moments and great memories with friends and family. The high that I felt of us just going back and forth on calls and FaceTime and text while I was there. That was like the only piece of work that I was doing. We were just lighting up the sales of Cyber Monday stuff. So I just booked that trip again. And, you know, talking about kind of reminiscing on Halloween and now reminiscing on this, like, I'm so excited for that. But long-winded to get to goals, like, I'm really excited to scale this LinkedIn business. Got like four people now. Things are going really, really good. I had a little bit of churn last month. And I just before this, you know, two of like the four people at Churn texted me saying like, hey, you know, will you take me back? Like, can I come back to the program? Last month we had like two or three people churn, and then, you know, one or two of those people came back. So it's been really cool to see like the retention of the business of people that have been in there, like if people make it past month two, so far the data shows that like they are not going to cancel. And a lot of these other people over the past like month, you know, they had canceled after month one, and half the people so far over the past couple months that have canceled have all come back. So I got a couple messages saying like, hey, can I come back? And I'm really excited about that. We did a tally the other day of the LinkedIn audience that I own. So across like my account plus my pages, we just hit 500,000 followers across the network, and it's done like hundreds of millions of impressions. And I'm just so excited about that. Like one of the pages I have, this marketing page, is just going off, dude. It's like up 50%. You know, it went from like, I don't know, zero followers to almost 70,000 followers in like 6 months. It's just going like crazy. So I don't know. I'm just really excited about LinkedIn right now. Like some of my content went viral. I mentioned the Elon thing last week. Dude, that thing's out at like 2 million views. I did one last night on this Excel that I used some of Nick's content on. Like we're kind of sharing each other's content. I shared his content. Bro, that got like 3,000 likes. It's at like 250,000 views. So I'm just really excited about LinkedIn. Anyways, what about you? What are your goals?
Damn, bro.
What are you excited about?
Well, like I was going to ask, like, do you have like a hard goal where it's like, I want to hit a certain number on social media? Or is there a certain, are you trying to sell something? Like, what's the goal there?
Yeah, I mean, my goal is to get to 1 million followers in the next like 6 to 12 months. I don't think in Q4, you know, in 3 months, we'll get there. But if I could get to like 700, 750, 800,000 followers in the network, the portfolio by the end of the quarter, that would be great. That's, I guess, like a follower goal. In terms of clients, like we're probably about 5 to 10 clients away from maxing out like the current capacity. So I want to get there in the next like 1 or 2 weeks, max it out, hire the next person. So I really want to keep churn to where it's been at, which has been fairly low. We've been churning a couple people a month and then they're coming back, which is just amazing. It's interesting. Like people come to us, they do really, really well. And then they are under the mindset of like, oh, maybe if I leave, I can do just as well or better, but not pay Chase. And I'm like, cool. Like I support you. If you can get away with that, like go for it. And half the people have come back so far. And the other people are probably going to come back at some point because it really does make a difference. It's just like the law of social media, like getting accounts with good followers to engage with you just helps. It doesn't matter. It just helps. That's just the way it works. So I'd love to get, I don't know, maybe another like 30 to 50 clients and probably like 1 to 2 new team members. That would be pretty solid. That's like another 15 to 30K MRR plus like another 1 or 2 people. So that'd be great.
Nice. There you go.
Yeah. What about yourself?
Well, I think we talked about this goal is 2 mil in Q4. The original goal for Q3 was 1 mil. We smashed that. We ended up, I'll stay stuff. We did like 1.5 something. Like we passed 1.5 for Q3.
Amazing.
And bro, we're already off to the races. Like, I think, yeah, so far on the month, it's been 3 days. We're at like 55 grand. Like, bro, like I have no complaints right now. I know for a fact we're going to do it just because it's like once we turn on ads and everything just starts working. I also hired a new setter. This kid, Frankie, British kid, 19 years old. Hilarious. He looks just like me too. Like little blonde kid, blue eyes.
Sick.
He's just a savage. Like he doesn't put his phone down, which is what he's supposed to do. And that's a good thing to keep his phone in because like he's a setter. So anyway, so 2 mil in Q4. I think we can do it. I would like to hit 500,000 on TikTok, which like doesn't sound that crazy because I'm already at like 450-ish. You know, it's been a little slow, but I think we can get there. What else? I don't know. Maybe we hit $1 million in a month. Maybe.
Who knows? That would be crazy. Dude, it's wild to me that this has all been done, at least primarily 90-something% of this has been done organic. I actually texted Ben, who's, you know, a team member, partner, whatever we want to call him on the business. I actually texted him last night saying like, yo, someone hit me up. They're looking for someone like you that wants to, you know, help scale their coaching business. They're at 300K a month. They're trying to get to 1 million a month. And they're looking to strictly do it through paid. And Ben's like, dude, most of what we do in Copy MBA is organic. And it's just like, I knew that, but just like remembering that and like the numbers and the margins and everything is just like insane. So kudos to you and Ben and the team. Like it's just been nuts.
I just checked. We've spent 35,000 on ads lifetime, like forever.
Dang. Dang. That's amazing. Yeah.
So, and the ads are all right. The ads, like, we don't really rely on them too much. But I mean, dude, like, we've been very blessed lately. So I'm very happy to be where we're at. I have absolutely no complaints. I know we're going to keep crushing. I feel like I have a dream team right now. I have Ben, obviously. I have Griff. I have you. Two great closers, a fire setter, really good YouTube agency, really good content or Instagram agency. Dude, like, I need nothing. But yeah, so we're good to go, man. We're good to go. I'm super ready, and I think that we're gonna make some major plays in Q4 to show everybody how it's done.
Yeah, we'll have to do like a end of Q4 year in review type thing just to kind of see where things at, because I've got some questions for you. Like, I'm really curious on how things have gone with YouTube and Instagram, like when you started, what the growth has been like, because you know you're adding additional channels. So yeah, we'll do a year end review type thing. We'll review that because I'm excited to hear about it.
Yeah, definitely. I'm actually looking forward to December when we can do like a real, like, sort of like best of 2023 kind of thing. I think we should do that. I think we should talk about like all the W's and L's that we've taken over the year. And I kind of want to do it now, but I might take some more W's and L's in the meantime. So let's just save that for December.
Heck yeah. All right, man. This was great. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, bro. Thanks, everybody. Thanks for tuning in to the Diamond Download live from Tallahassee, where it's exactly 25 degrees Celsius. Yeah, hope everyone has a great day. At Cardinal Mason on Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, at Cardinal Mason on IG, at Ecom Chase Diamond, No A and Diamond. See you later.
Cheers.